بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، brothers and sisters, I want to talk to you about two very commonly used words in the translations of the Quran, which are not understood. I won't say the way they are translated is wrong, because the way they are translated is one of the ways, but it's not the best way. And it causes a lot of confusion about the seriousness of those words. The first of those words is abd. Who are you? Abdullah. Right? Abdullah. Who am I? Abdullah. If you ask a sister, who are you? She will say, Amatullah. So that's the female, the feminine gender or feminine way of saying Abdullah. Now, the way the word Abd is translated usually is servant. Right? So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Qul ya ibadi, the way translation is, say, O my servants. Now, as I said, servant is one of the ways of translation of abd. But it is not the meaning, the essence of the way the word abd is meant in the Quran. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Subhanalladhi asra bi abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Abdihi. Now, what is the difference and why am I saying this? What is the difference between abd and its translation as servant? The actual translation of the word abd is slave. It's not servant. Because for servant, there is another word in Arabic, which is khadim. Right? You do a Google translator and you see it. You write servant, ask for the Arabic, it won't give you abd, it will give you khadim. You write slave, it will give you abd every single time. Servant is khadim. Now, you might say, well, what's the big deal? You know, so okay, so servant or slave. No, very big deal. The reason is, the whole thought and the whole idea, the whole understanding of who is a servant or who is a slave. So let's see the two things. Where are you working, Omar?
Where am I working?
Yeah.
TTM,
right? So in TTM, you are an employee, right? So one way of saying employee is also servant, khadim. So when you are working in TTI as an employee or as a servant, do you have the right to leave anytime you want? Meaning, you don't like the job anymore, can you resign and go? You can, of course. Right? They can't force you to stay. Don't you have to stay? No. I don't like the job anymore. I'm gone. When you went there, did you choose to apply and did you choose to? Right? It was your choice, right? I mean, they didn't come to your home and shackle you and put, you know, irons on your wrists and drag you. No. Your choice. TTI gives you a salary. I hope it's a good one. However, supposing you have some sudden expense at home, right? Supposing you say to take Uncle Yawar out for dinner so that, you know, it costs a lot of money. So, so you have some immediate need at home. Is TTI responsible for that? Can you go to TTI and say, you know what? I have this big need at home and so on and my salary is not enough. Can you say that? No. Even if you say that, even if your boss is a kind man, he says, okay, I'm going to give you a loan of $100 or $1,000 or $1,000,000, whatever, right? He's going to give you. Is he bound to do that? No. So, some of the basic things about a servant is a servant joins an employment. He joins his employer by choice. He can leave by choice. There's no compulsion on him. And the employer is supposed to pay him for a specific job, a specific amount And that's it. No further responsibility. Now, this payment is maybe salary plus maybe they pay you health insurance or they give you some rental for a house or whatever, right? That compensation package. Contrast this with a slave. Who's a slave? Does somebody choose to be a slave? No. Nobody in the world. I want to be a slave. No way. So, you enter slavery without your choice. Once you are a slave, can you decide and say, boss, you know what, I've been your slave for 10 years. Nice to know you. Goodbye. No way. You like it, you don't like it. My boss abuses me. I'm a slave. I take it. My boss does not abuse me. Nice. Right? Okay. As a TTI employee, as a servant of the organization, do you have a specific job, a specific job description? Yes. Your boss can't call you and say, Omar, today my car needs to be serviced, so go take it and get it serviced. You say, go fly a kite, man, what the hell? If I'm your friend and you ask me decently as a friend and say, can you please help me, that's a different thing. But if you're calling me as your employee and say, go take my car to the service station, I'll say, go fly a kite. I mean, no way. That's not my job, right? But for a slave, can the owner of the slave call him and say, take my car to the service station? Yeah. Can he say, dig a hole? Yes. Fill it up. Dig it back. Fill it up. Dig it back. Fill it up. All day. Just do this. Dig a hole, fill it back. Dig a hole. It may be an insane command, but the point is, can the slave owner give the slave this command? Yes. Can the slave owner say to the slave, okay, from today, you are going to be the watchman here. In the night, stay up, look after the property. Oh, but boss, I thought I was the cook. Yeah. From today, this. But suppose you hire a cook. And then you say, no, from tomorrow, you're going to be a watchman. He says, sorry, not my job. Not my job. So, a servant has a specific job. A servant joins by choice, can leave by choice, is paid a certain compensation package which covers the employer is not responsible for anything more. But with a slave, what is it? A slave is a slave not by choice. Second thing is a slave. Once he's a slave, he doesn't have the possibility of saying, goodbye, I'm going home. No. This is home. And what is the job of the slave? Very simple. Omar will have a big job description, couple of pages. For the slave, the job description is very simple. What is the job description of any slave anywhere in the world, any culture, any society? What is the job description? One single job description. What is it? One word. Obey. One single word. Obey. The job description of every slave is obey. Whatever the command, obey. Now, are we Ibadullah or are we Khuddamullah? Are we the slaves of Allah or are we the servants of Allah? Can you walk away and say, thank you very much, I prayed enough? Yeah? No. What is the benefit of being a slave compared to being a servant? As I was saying to her, the employer is not responsible for everything to do with the servant. But for the slave, everything. I get sick, you take me to the hospital. I need clothes, you buy me clothes. I need food, give me food. I need a place to sleep, give me a place to sleep. Whatever I need, complete and total responsibility for the slave. In our society today here, we don't have slaves, but our pets take the position of slaves. Does your cat or your dog have to ask you for food and this and that? No way. In this place, in freezing temperatures, there's ice everywhere, it's difficult to walk. I've seen people put crampons onto their shoes and take the dog out for a walk. Because the dog's got to go and do what dogs do, right? Greet every light pole. Why? That is the job. The dog is your slave. You own the dog. Call what you want. Nowadays, we are dog parents. You call it. give me a break. I mean, all this is, you know, garbage work language. You are the owner of the dog, period. Dog parents, when that dog gets sick, you take him to the vet and you put him to sleep. You do that with your child? Your child gets sick, you will take him to the doctor and say, take him out. Will you do that? You won't do that. So what dog parent? Slave. We are the slaves of Allah. Therefore, our job description is what? One word. Obey. Submit. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is a very important point. So therefore, please understand, whenever you read the Quran, when you see this translation, in your mind at least, change that translation. It's not servant, slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, submit. Allah said, obey. Allah did not say, excuse me, can I please have your attention? Do you mind? I hope you don't mind me saying this. Is Allah saying all this? No. Saying, obey, submit. He said, alhamdulillah. And the benefit of that is, my Rabb is responsible for me. So if I submit to Allah, then do you think I'll go to Jahannam? You submit to Allah, you go to Jahannam? What did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say about the woman who abandoned her cat, locked the cat up in the house? The cat died because it didn't get anything to eat. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what? He said, Allah will put that woman in Jahannam. Because her slave, that cat, she did not look after the slave died. If we are the slaves of Allah, what is our expectation of Allah, from Allah? And ainda zanni abdi bi. I am for my slave, abdi. I am for my slave what he expects from me. So we are the ibad of Allah. Nahnu kulluna ibad Allah. That's what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. What did he say? Abduhu wa rasuluh. He said, Ya Rasulullah, how shall we greet you? He said, Abduhu wa rasuluh. Abduhu wa rasuluh. He didn't say khadimuhu, no. Abduhu wa rasuluh. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept us as his ibad and to put the ubudiyat into our souls, that we obey him completely and totally in everything that he surrendered in the way of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.